a podcast from the University of Manchester's Jodrell Bank Centre for Astrophysics. For more information, see jodcast.net.
Hi, I'm Justin Jones, and I'm here with Jen Gupta, and she's going to talk about galaxies. Hi, Jen.
Hi. It's quite strange being on this side of the table.
Role reversal. So first, most important thing, what is a galaxy?
Right, so you think that question is quite simple. What is a galaxy? It's a collection of stars, but you've got to remember there's not only stars in there, there's dust and gas, and we think that a lot of the galaxy is made up of dark matter. So it's basically a collection of all these things that is bound together by the gravity of everything else. In the same way that, you know, our solar system, the moon is connected to the Earth by gravity, and then we go around the sun and that's all held together with gravity. It's basically a very much bigger version of that. So in the Milky Way, we've got all these stars, gas, dust, dark matter, all orbiting around in the same way that the solar system goes around. So in a galaxy, you average about 10 to the 11 stars, which is...
That's a lot of stars.
That's a lot of stars. Yeah. That's a one with 11 zeros after it. And quite a nice coincidence, well, we assume it's a coincidence, is that there's about that number of galaxies in the universe, which is a nice little number to play with. Yeah. So like I said, there's lots of different types of galaxies. Our own galaxy is what's called a spiral galaxy. Actually, it's a barred spiral. So you've got a central bulge, which has a lot of stars in it, but they're very close together. And then you have this kind of bar of material that's coming out from the bulge. And then there are spiral arms that are going around. And the problem with the Milky Way is that because we're within it, it's actually quite hard to know what the Milky Way looks like. And no one quite knows how many spiral arms we've actually got. Depending on where you look, we've got 2, or we've got 4, or we've got 6. No one actually knows. And then dark matter is about 70% of the galaxy's mass, and it's believed that there's this massive like halo of dark matter that extends out really far. And so maybe we should talk about some numbers. So the central bulge is about 10,000 light years across. And then the stellar disk, so all these spiral arms and everything, those go out to about 100,000 light years. The bar that's coming across the central bulge out to the arms is about 25,000 light years. And then the dark matter, which is the biggest thing of all, that goes out about 3 times more than what we see in stars. So it goes out to about 300,000 light years. Our position in the Milky Way is about 26,000 light years from the centre, so we're out on one of the spiral arms. This is what makes it difficult to know what's in the Milky Way, because when we look out, we're looking through the arm we're in, we're looking all the way through that to the centre and out again. So if you go outside and try to look at the Milky Way, you have to be in a very dark place. But if you go outside and have a look, you just kind of see this like bar of stars that's going like up across the sky, and that's you looking at the centre of the, looking through the centre of the Milky Way in the plane of the Milky Way.
So I guess is that where that's where the name comes from then?
Yeah, that's where the name comes from. So the way that we kind of find out about our galaxy is you can see how fast everything's moving with respect to us. And then obviously if everything goes round in the same amount of time, the things that are further away have to be going slower than the things that are close in. But it's quite hard to distinguish between different kind of bits of the Milky Way.
So you're talking there about a spiral galaxy, or the Milky Way being a barred spiral galaxy. So what other types of galaxies can you get?
Obviously, other galaxies are easier to classify. We can see the entire thing. We normally split them into 3 types of galaxy. You've got your spirals, your ellipticals, and irregular galaxies. So one nice way of dividing them up is what's called the Hubble scheme, or the Hubble sequence. And if you imagine like a tuning fork that you use to tune a musical instrument, so you've got a line and then you've got 2 prongs coming off it. So in the line, we have elliptical galaxies. And these go from what's called E0 to E7. So the number tells you how elliptical it is. So the E0s look like a football, or boys should say basketball in case there's any Americans listening. And then as you go along to E7, they get more elliptical, and then E7s go kind of like a squash rugby ball or something like that. Then after the E7s, you have what's called the S0. Now, these kind of look like spiral galaxies, but they don't have the spirals. They've got the central bulge, and then they've got a disk of material around them. And then coming off the S0, you've got 2 prongs of spiral galaxies. And the top ones are called kind of normal spiral galaxies, and the bottom ones are bars. So these go, the top go from SA, SB, SC, and then the bottoms go SBA, SBB, SBC. Going from A to C, the arms kind of get less tightly wound. So SAs are really like, the arms are really tightly wound in, and then SCs are kind of open up. And the bulge also gets less luminous and less big as you go across. So that's a way of classifying them. One quite good project that is going on is something called Galaxy Zoo, where members of the public are actually classifying all these galaxies, and they're now using Hummel images to do this. So if anyone's interested, then they should go and check that out.
Which galaxy is our nearest neighbour?
I thought this was a really easy question when you gave me your questions. The majority of astronomers, you go and ask them, they'll say Andromeda, which is a galaxy, it's a spiral galaxy like our own. It's actually, we study it quite a lot to work out what's going on in the Milky Way. So all those nice kind of pictures you see of the Milky Way, that's kind of been inferred from Andromeda. And Andromeda is, I think, 2.5 million light years away from us. But that's not actually the closest. It's the closest spiral galaxy to us, and it's moving towards us, so it's going to get closer to us. But closer in than that, there are what's called the Large Magellanic Cloud and the Small Magellanic Cloud, and these are two irregular galaxies. It was originally thought that they were like gravitationally bound to the Milky Way and that they were kind of orbiting us, but actually studies recently have shown that they just happen to be coming past us. So in the past, one of those three would have been said to be the closest. But recently, they've actually found two more dwarf galaxies that are really close to us. Sagittarius, the Sagittarius dwarf galaxy held the title for a while, but a few years ago they found the Canis Major dwarf galaxy, and this one is so close it's actually within the Milky Way. So it's 42,000 light years away from the center of the galaxy, but it's actually on the side of us. It's on the same side as us, so we're actually closer to this galaxy than we are to the center, which is quite strange to get your head around. There's some nice pictures of it on the internet that we should probably link to in the show notes to show this off.
So Andromeda, a lot of people say it's the closest one and it's coming closer. So how big is Andromeda?
Andromeda, talking in size, I think it's about double the size of us. But estimates of the mass have put it anywhere between like at the same mass as the Milky Way, but or about two times as much.
And it's approaching us, so you're going to collide with it.
Yeah, eventually we're going to collide with it. So kind of estimates of how fast Andromeda is moving towards us kind of vary depending on who you talk to, but people say it's about 300,000 miles per hour that it's coming towards us, which is, again, a speed I can't really get my head around. But basically, it is going to collide. Even if it's not on a path at the moment that will directly hit us, the gravity between the two galaxies will mean that it eventually will. So it might, like, do a pass, it might come through us and then come back again, but eventually the two galaxies will merge together. It's estimated that this will be in about 3 to 4 billion years. The worrying thing is that that is within the sun's lifetime. So depending on what models you look at, the sun might actually end up being bound to Andromeda instead of bound to us during one of these passes. And then it could get flung out of the galaxy. God knows what's going to happen, whether humans will be alive then. So there's quite a lot of simulations that are going on that try to predict what's going to happen with this. But the other way around you can look at it is that there's actually a really nice pair of interacting spiral galaxies that are called, they're called the MICE. I can't really see that they look like mice, but that's what they're called. And there's some really good Hubble images of these. So you can actually kind of take those and work backwards to kind of see what's happened. And they think that they've done one or two passes already, and that's kind of disrupted a lot of the galaxy, and they keep on coming back. And eventually they'll form a giant spiral galaxy. But then depending on who you talk to, the Milky Way and Andromeda will either form a giant spiral galaxy or a giant elliptical. I think it's something that's quite, it's very hard to model galaxies because of no one quite knows what the dark matter is doing and where it is, and it's very hard to simulate this, but it will happen. We will collide with Andromeda.
But there's plenty of time to prepare for that, so
Oh yeah. We can go and find another star, yeah, or another planet to live on.
So I think that's the end of my question, so
okay,
that's it. Okay. Thanks, Jen.